Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, here we go. Today's picks brought to you by Modell's. When you got to save for the holidays, you got to go to Mo's. By Aguera Energy, the Tri-State's premier electricity and natural gas supplier. Visit AgueraFan.com for a hassle-free quote. By New York Community Bank, online at MyNYCB.com. And by the John Thera Cancer Center, part of the Memorial Sloan Kettering Hackensack Meridian Health Partnership. I've been doing these picks for a very, very long time. We were the first ones to, you know, do them the way they're done now everywhere, universally. We were the guys who started that stuff. And it was a very long time ago that I coined this, but many moons ago. If you ask me what year, I have no idea, but it was a long, long time ago. But here we are for the final time for me here. On the fan, we have reached week 15 in the league where they play for pay. All right, here we go. As we go down the stretch, now it's weeks of decision, wild cards, division titles, playoff berths are all in the offing. As we come down the stretch, the biggest game of the season will be played, obviously, this Sunday. But let's start with the Saturday games. Chargers and the Chiefs playing for their division title. Probably a game that will go to the winner. The Chargers, everybody's darlings. Open the season 0-4, have now moved into the winning column, have played wonderfully. They have a pass rush. They have the quarterback. They have plenty of weapons. And they even are the favorite in Kansas City, which shows you how far they've come. The Chiefs, it has been a weird season. The great start, the win against the Pats, all the issues they've had late. Their offense, erratic. Their defense, breaking down week after week. Did come up with a big win last week against the Raiders. And here they are now at home, behind that great crowd that they'll have there in prime time. And believe it or not, they are a point and a half underdog to the Chargers. The Charger bandwagon is almost overflowing right now. That's why, you know what? I'm surprised by the line. I think the line's wrong. I'm going with Kansas City. I don't love Kansas City, but I think the Chargers, no way they deserve to go in to Kansas City and be favored in this game. I think that's just erroneous. Chargers are a point and a half favorite. This is a very tight matchup. Chiefs offense can score on anybody. Their defense really made some subtle changes last week and played well against the Raiders. Got out to a big lead in the game. They're a good home field. They can be an advantageous home field. The weather can click in there and be to their advantage. Good game. Should be a terrific game. Might be last one with the ball game. Give me the Chiefs as a dog at home by 3 over the Chargers in game number 1. Game number 2, sorry, Jet fans, I don't see this one close. I don't think they can make the line high enough. Saints have to win this game. They have to have this game. There's no way around it. The Saints can't fool around with this game. The way this season shakes out, the way the division shakes out, New Orleans has to win this game. They have no choice. I mean, this is a game that, you know, you look at their schedule, you look at where they are, you look where everything is in this division, and you say to yourself, wait a second, there's no way they can't respond. They have to respond. They're coming off that very tough loss to Atlanta. They've had 10 days off, which is critical. They'll be healthier than they've been in a while. They complained about the short work week. They have games against Atlanta and then a road game at Tampa Bay to finish the season. So for them, this is a game that can mean playoffs. they made it a 2-touchdown favorite. They made the Jets 15-point underdogs. I understand that. You know what? They couldn't make this line high enough in my mind. This is nothing on the Jets, but with the breakdown that they've had, with the injury they had, you can't expect the Jets to come up with a big win. If New Orleans doesn't get it running and make big plays and really explode and win this game, even if the Jets play well, I see this game being 3 touchdowns. That's if they play well. I think it could be 3 touchdowns. I just don't think they'll be able to keep up. I think this is a game where the Saints, unfortunately, just can't take any prisoners. They have to have this game. They've lost 2 of the last 3. They have Atlanta next week. They need to win this game. They've rested. They're going to be explosive. Give me the Saints minus 15 in game number 2. And then I got to go to the big game. You got to pick it. It's the game of the year, the game everybody's waited for. The Pats coming off a loss to Miami. You know what? For some reason, and it's been mystifying through the years, the Pats have always had trouble in Miami. That's just the way it's been. We know, conversely, they have had no trouble with the Steelers. The Steelers the last couple of weeks, yes, they've won. Yes, it's all in front of the Steelers. You listen to their head coach. He tells you they've been looking forward to this game for weeks. That they admit they've been looking at this game for weeks. Maybe that's why they've gotten behind in these games before they make these roaring comebacks like they have made the last 2 weeks. But they did make them. To their credit, they did make them. The only way I can see the Steelers winning this game is if they just flat outscore the Patriots. I do not think there's any way they'll slow down Tom Brady. They have never slowed him down. And I don't think I've seen anything from an offense that gave up almost 500 yards to the Ravens. Can I see them slowing them down again this time? I think the Pats more complete this week, healthier this week, Gronk there this week. I think they'll get their offense started early. I think you'll see Brady against to do what he does. And until I see the Steelers beat the Patriots in a real game, I won't believe it can happen. Some teams own other teams. Earlier this year, I picked the Steelers to beat Kansas City because I said they always match up and beat Kansas City, and they did. I think the same thing works here. The Pats always beat the Steelers. You take the Pats here. The Pats are 3-point favorites, which shows you they are not. They didn't at least or in any way have any interest in last week's game. They weren't worried about it. They didn't use it as any barometer. They did not even react to it. They made the line that would have been there if the Pats had won last week. This would have been the line. Maybe 1 point more for the Pats. Maybe. Bottom line is, can't see the Steelers outscoring them. In a shootout, I think the Pats still win. Give me the Patriots by a touchdown over the Steelers. So the picks. Chiefs getting 1.5 to win by 3. Saints beating the Jets by 24. And the Pats by a touchdown over the Steelers. The picks for week 15.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.